you know, there is no symmetry in suffering. Everyone do has her own pain. And what's going on there, believe me, you won't imagine it. There is a story in the Jewish culture, I don't want to repeat it. I mean, maybe many of you knows about it. There was some man who's having big family of 7 members, his father and mom, small house. And he was, I mean, living hardship. And he went to the rabbi, I mean, seeked his advice, how he can improve his life. And the rabbi said to him, all right, you go and buy a goat and put it inside the house. He said, what? A goat? I don't have enough money to feed my children. I don't have space. He said, you have to trust me. So he bought the goat and put it there. Of course, it brought a lot of hassle to him. 2 weeks later, he went to the rabbi and said, my life's so miserable. I mean, what to do? He said, now you go and buy a donkey and you put it inside your house. He said, what? I mean, there is no space for human beings. And I have a goat and you are asking me to put a donkey. And the donkey is so big and so noisy and, you know. He said, you have to trust me. So he bought a donkey. And the third, after 2 weeks, he went. And he wasn't able to sleep. He wasn't. He said, I'm here again seeking your wisdom and help. He said, now you buy a cow. And he said, hardly I'm feeding, I mean, my children with the milk, etc. What to do with the cow? He said, you have to put it there. So in 2 weeks, he went again to the rabbi and he said, well, I mean, I want to commit suicide. He said, all right, now we begin the serious work. Get out the cow. He said, oh my God, you relieved me quite a lot. My life would be much better. And then, you know, in 2 weeks, he said to him, now you get out, you know, the donkey. And later he asked him to get out the goat. And he said to him, how do you feel? He said, fantastic. I just feel fantastic. It cannot be better. Thank you. I mean, I don't really need anything. The Israeli occupation, it brought into our bedroom the entire zoo. Zoo! And sometimes, I mean, they're taking out rabbit. Sometimes they are taking out goat. But it's so ugly. And it's so tough. And it's so intolerable. And it's so unjust. And inhumane.
Okay, well, Raj, you've spoken substantively and eloquently, and we all thank you very much. Thank you for coming.
It's a great honor, Sarah, just 1 minute. It's a great honor, I mean, to be with you and to have you as a moderator, you as a friend, and as intellectual, and as academic. And as somebody who knows that part of the world very well, thank you for hosting me here, and thank you for your time and your interest and being here. Well, I mean, it's quite hard times. I mean, we are passing it through, but I can assure you one thing, we are genuinely interested at that part of the world in rule of law, not the rule of jungle. And as I stated before, it might be a real challenge. But we have no right to give up, I mean, in this regard. We are, as the wonderful Turkish poet said, Nazım Hikmet, the most beautiful day didn't come yet, and we will work for the most beautiful day when we have getting rid of this occupation and have justice at that part of the world. Thank you.